Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
A chilling new chapter has emerged in the ongoing legal saga surrounding Sean Diddy Combs. Explosive allegations and legal counterclaims dominate headlines. And as the case intertwines power, violence, and justice, the latest revelations include harrowing testimony from accuser Ashley Parham and contentious claims from Courtney Burgess, who alleged possession of incriminating evidence against the music mogul. These accounts, combined with Combs' now new defamation lawsuit, paint a complex picture of one of the entertainment industry's most controversial figures. What's going on exactly? Well, Diddy is pushing back, and pushing back in a big way. He's filed a $50 million lawsuit against Courtney Burgess and Nexstar Media and the attorney as well involved in this, saying, look, this tape that's been talked about, this celebrity tape that we've all been hearing about, the celebrity tape that Courtney Burgess claimed he gave to federal investigators through a grand jury, Diddy's coming out and saying, doesn't exist. So what did you give him? How did you give him it? Because it's not around. How did we get here? That's what we're going to get into. In a recent interview on News Nation's Banfield, Ashley Parham recounted a night in 2018 that she claims changed her life forever. Parham alleges that she was gang raped by Sean Diddy Combs and three others, including his associates Shane Pierce, at a secluded house in Oneida Hills, California. The property owned by Combs' former chief of staff, Christina Corum, served as the backdrop for this harrowing ordeal, allegedly, that Pram describes as a kill or be killed situation. According to Parham, the assault began while the group took turns raping her, with Combs allegedly sexually violating her both anally and vaginally. She claims that during the attack, Corum attempted to insert a copper IUD into her cervix at Combs' behest, in an act she narrowly escaped when the device malfunctioned. Very, very, very detailed in these allegations that we've been digging into and that now have come up in a lawsuit. Farm's detailed account includes an alleged moment of defiance. She armed herself with a knife and considered using it to defend herself against Combs. He was lying down on the stairs and had the knife in both of my hands, she says. Farm told Banfield ultimately she chose not to act, citing her moral compass. Farm's claims extend beyond physical violence. She alleges that Combs, enraged after the assault, used a television remote to further violate her. In the shocking turn, she accused Combs of firing a gun at her as well, forcing her to flee to a neighbor's home for safety. Despite the neighbor's offer of refuge, Parham returned to the house, a decision she later attributed to a sense of hopelessness. She says, honestly, if they had killed me that night, I wouldn't have cared at that point, she admitted grimly. The Contra Costa Sheriff's Department investigated Parham's claims after she filed a report on March 23rd of 2018. However, the case was deemed unfounded, a conclusion that has now drawn scrutiny given the high-profile nature of the accused. Combs' legal team has pointed to this finding as evidence of his innocence, asserting that he has documentary proof that he was not in Oneida on the date in question. There is no evidence that Mr. Combs was ever even in the same room as Ms. Parham, the attorney stated. While Parham's testimony sheds light on the alleged past actions, Courtney Burgess's claims strike at the heart of Combs' public defense. Burgess, a former music industry figure, alleges possession of videos depicting Combs in non-consensual sexual encounters, some involving minors. That's what he's been saying. He claims the videos were provided to him by an intermediary connected to Kim Porter, Combs's late ex-partner and mother of three of his children. Burgess also asserts that he received a rough draft of Porter's memoir, which reportedly contained damaging revelations about Combs. Burgess testified before a Manhattan grand jury, allegedly, I'm saying that now, in late 2024, claiming that he handed over copies of the videos to federal investigators. Here's the thing with a grand jury. You can't prove it. Because no one from the grand jury, no federal investigator is going to say, yeah, this person sat down with us. They don't comment on ongoing investigation. So you're taking the word of whoever says, yeah, I just sat down with a grand jury, to be telling the truth. However, he admitted to discarding the original flash drives and suggesting that deputies might, that duplicates rather, might exist on his phone or email accounts. You know, like you do. Federal authorities reportedly retrieved Burgess' phone as part of their investigation, but no confirmation of the video's existence has been made public other than claims by Courtney Burgess. In response to this, Combs has filed a defamation lawsuit against Burgess, his attorney, Ariel Mitchell Kidd, and Nexstar Media, the owner of News Nation. The lawsuit alleges that Burgess, accuses Burgess, of fabricating the existence of the videos to gain notoriety and financial profit. No such video exists, Combs' legal team stated, emphasizing the harm these allegations have caused to his reputation and the integrity of the jury pool for his upcoming trial. Burgess, however, remains steadfast, describing the lawsuit as a pathetic ploy to silence victims. The allegations from Parham and Burgess add to a growing list of lawsuits and charges against Combs. To date, he faces over 30 civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault, sex trafficking, and other forms of misconduct. The most significant of these cases centers on the racketeering charges, with prosecutors accusing Combs of orchestrating coercive, drug-fueled sex encounters dubbed freak-offs. Combs has pled not guilty to all charges and maintains that all sexual encounters were consensual. Critics have raised questions about the ability of the legal system to hold powerful figures accountable. Parham's case in particular highlights systematic challenges, from the dismissal of her claims by law enforcement officials early on to the public skepticism that she's faced. Meanwhile, Burgess's grand jury testimony, alleged grand jury testimony, underscores the difficulty of vetting evidence in cases involving high-profile individuals. So, some key questions here that I think need to be answered. Will additional evidence emerge to substantiate Parham's or Burgess's claims? And how will Combs' defamation lawsuit against Burgess affect the broader narrative of all this? And what impact will these allegations have on the public perception of Combs and his legacy? Stacey Cole, of course, with us every single day. What's your thoughts on Diddy filing a lawsuit? Could be opening himself up to discovery, but if you're filing a lawsuit like this, you're really playing the short game if it's true. If it's not, you probably have nothing to lose.
Yeah, and it, you know, at this point, he's got so much stacked against him. Media and public perception are just horrific at this point. To me, this feels like a desperate attempt to turn the tide a little bit, because there's a tidal wave coming, and he's trying to throw something in a bucket and make it stick. And, you know, look over here, everybody, don't look at all of this. It feels like a wag the dog situation to me. This feels like, I mean, out of all of the allegations, yes, this one's horrible. And for those of you who feel a little triggered by this story, I mean, I heard it and just went, oh yeah, God, this is just another notch on the the tally of what's been going on with Diddy.
This accusations,
is par for the course.
Yeah, of all the alleged encounters that Diddy has had with people. I mean, you have to, just by sheer numbers, look at this and go, okay, some of these are probably not real. Because you're going to get that inevitably when there's a windfall of people accusing a single person of being a predator. But when you have that many, there's usually some truth to it, which I personally believe there is probably a lot of truth to all of this. But sometimes people overstep their bounds or have more confidence than they should have and make claims. Courtney Burgess, his track record's not super flawless. It could be argued that he's doing this for publicity, but at the same point, why would you open yourself up to litigation and, you know, potential, you know, charges against you if this stuff isn't real? But people have done stupider things. I do wonder about this move, though, because it could temporarily, at least for a fleeting moment in time, until the next accusation comes out, which is, you know, never any more than 20 minutes away, it seems, in the case of Diddy, to shift some things over here going, oh, you're going to fight this. You're going to sue this person for $50 million. And if you're going to do that, you're going to assume that, okay, well, this must not be true if someone's going to do that. But I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if this is a look over here thing. Because short game, it could do that. Long game, if it's true, it's not going to do that. And you're opening yourself up to a world of discovery in civil cases that goes far deeper and darker than usually you can in a criminal case with depositions and such. So if you're Diddy, and I got to assume some of these things, the accusations against him are real. That's my conjecture on it. Again, innocent till proven guilty in a court of law. Are you going to open yourself up to more? Let's say that this is not real and this was a fabrication. In discovery, if he's doing this stuff on a regular basis, it might open yourself up to other folks who do have legit stories that maybe not have come forward yet. I don't see it being a wise move in any way, shape, or form for Diddy.
I don't either. And I think it draws more attention to what possibly has gone on. Let's take back to when we were kids and your parents, you know, you're being bullied, you come home and you go tell your parents and they say to you, look, giving them any acknowledgement of the situation to the bully just makes things worse. In the adult world, if you acknowledge anything by a lawsuit for, you know, Diddy, he's got so many people accusing him, but he's choosing this specific case for some reason to say, you know what? I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
Why isn't he going after anybody else? To me, it makes me question, why this one? Why Courtney? Why are you going in this direction? What is it about this person and this specific accusation that's triggered Diddy?
My initial thought on that, and again, these are all allegations. He is innocent till proven guilty, but we're speculating on all of this, was money and maybe a settlement. And maybe because there's money to be had from the entities he's suing, you could get money.
It's more attractive.
Well, you could get money out of Nexstar. You could get money out of an attorney. You can get money possibly out of Courtney, I think. I don't know. I mean, he was, just because he was in the music industry doesn't mean he has a lot of money. But I don't know. I'm assuming maybe there's something there. You don't civilly sue someone unless there is something to gain, usually financially. But in this case, this is being done, I think, to gain sympathy, to gain some sort of semblance of credibility that you're not this monster that everyone is making you out to be, because look, you're going to go against Goliath here. And although he was kind of Goliath for a while, but he's going to go against, you know, the forces that be against him and show maybe this one isn't true and maybe it's not. And if it's not, he could get some momentum and get some traction there, because if they can prove this, that this allegation here from Courtney is not real, then are the other ones real? How many are real? And puts that piece of doubt into this equation that may not be there initially.
The other thing is, and along the same lines of what you're talking about, if this turns out to be inconclusive or not handled correctly, the public's distrust in the legal system is going to erode.
Oh, God.
And, you know, so maybe there's something behind the scenes we don't know about. Somebody knows something that, well, this is bullshit. This is the one case, allegedly, that is bullshit.
Maybe.
So I'm going to go for it because none of this ever happened. You know, X, Y, and Z on the left happened, absolutely, allegedly. But this one didn't. So I'm going to go out there and cast a shadow of doubt, you know? Yeah.
And where I wonder about it financially is, does he have the money that everybody thinks he has? It's not like we've seen his tax returns. It's not like, I mean, it's all estimates. I mean, he spent a lot of money. I mean, this is a guy who was spending. He had a lot of properties. So, I mean, within there's money there, without a doubt. But is it getting to the point with the attorneys and everything that he's having to defend himself with? I mean, you can go through millions of dollars pretty quick, especially if you're defending 30 plus civil lawsuits just in attorney's fees. I can't, it's like that ticker must be like this, like our national
like sitting
debt
in a New
going
York
up.
Cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going. So I'm wondering, you know, is he getting to a place where he's concerned about money and throw this out because he thinks it, because maybe it's not real and they will settle because they can't prove it. And maybe they jumped on this too quickly at News Nation without vetting it properly. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not behind the scenes there, but you know, I know the producers, I know Ashley, I know that show, I'm on it a lot, but I don't know. I could not speak to anything about how they came about this case or how they vetted it or where they came from. But, you know, usually you do your due diligence because you don't want something like this to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what popped into my head was, well, maybe he's not earning money right now. Maybe his music isn't available. Well, I just tapped on my Apple Music and typed in Diddy. It's there.
There's actually been an upswing in
in
Diddy downloads, believe it or not.
No.
Over the last... I think everybody's like curious going, oh yeah, he used to rap, didn't he? And you listen to it and you go, yeah, those were never great rap songs.
Yeah, those aren't good songs. No, I'll be missing you. I don't miss him at all.
No. And I don't think a lot of people do.
No.
But I don't know. There you go. First time he's hitting back in a legal fashion, other than just denying claims. What does it mean? Where will this go? I don't know. But it does raise some questions. And it does make you stop and think a little bit with this, because it is so easy to hear every single story now and go, must be true. They all sound similar. Mm-hmm. Yes, they also all sound similar, or may all sound similar, or some may sound similar, because the information's already out there of what he does allegedly and how these parties work and what his MO allegedly seems to be. So it's not hard to come up with a story that fits in line and go, well, that seems to add up, but people can make it up too. It wouldn't be all that difficult to make up a Diddy story. And it seems a lot of people have Diddy stories. As to the legitimacy of all of them, well, that's where we're going to find out more in court. And I think find out a hell of a lot more in the federal charges of this. What's confusing to me on this is that if Courtney is being honest, he testified to the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts him in part of the federal case to a certain extent. And Diddy over here is talking about a civil case that he's suing Courtney over. I did find it odd that literally, I think it was like the day of or the day after Courtney allegedly testified to the grand jury, that he was on television talking about it.
Oh, boy.
A lot of times, I mean, anybody can say anything they want. I don't know if he just thought, okay, I've done my part. I got it out there. Now I'm going to go cash in. I don't know. Or throw this out there to the world. Typically, when you're testifying to a grand jury, it's kind of private information that is not into the public ether yet. And this was not into the public ether yet until he went and said, here's what I testified to. The big question to me would come down to, and we're not going to get an answer to this, is did he testify to a grand jury?
It's a valid point and a valid question. I guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
I think that's the big question that needs the answer.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.